is about moral outrage, not regime change. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden says he has no plans to walk back the comments he made over the weekend about Russian President Vladimir Putin that seemed to call for his removal from office by force.
He shouldn't remain in power. Just like, you know, bad people shouldn't continue to do bad things. But it doesn't mean we have a fundamental policy to do anything to take Putin down in any way.
And the president rejected the idea that his comments could escalate tensions.
The last part of the speech was talking to the Russian people, telling them what we thought. And I was communicating this to not only the Russian people, but the whole world. This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable.
Other world leaders have cautioned about heated rhetoric. A vote expected later tonight from the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot on whether two allies of former President Trump, Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro, should be held in contempt of Congress.
Scavino was subpoenaed last year. He was thought to have been with the former president hours before the Capitol storming. Navarro, who fostered allegations of voter fraud, was subpoenaed last month. Navarro has sought protection through executive privilege, saying Sunday the committee should talk to the former president about it. A vote for contempt goes to the full House. Approval there sends the matter to the Justice Department.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. At least three people have died and several dozen hospitalized after a collision on a northeast Pennsylvania highway during a snow squall that involved more than 50 vehicles. The Schuylkill County coroner says the search of the scene has not been completed due to burning vehicles, and he says he suspects there could be more fatalities. On Wall Street, stocks shook off a midday slump, closing higher even as energy companies ended the day in the red. The Dow added 94. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Comedians are reacting to the slap delivered by Will Smith to Chris Rock after Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair loss during the Oscars.
That hit close to home, especially for those in the stand-up circuit. Conan O'Brien tweeted, "Just saw the Will Smith slap. Anyone have a late-night show I can borrow just for tomorrow?" Rosie O'Donnell wrote, "Bravo to Chris Rock for not eviscerating Will Smith." In 2018, Pinkett Smith spoke publicly about alopecia and her hair loss. Director Judd Apatow described the attack as out-of-control rage and violence. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Academy has condemned Smith's actions and has launched a review. Police in Bay County, Florida, saying they won't tolerate rowdy behavior from spring breakers after a 21-year-old from Alabama was shot in the foot yesterday in Panama City Beach. 50 to 60 guns have been confiscated from spring breakers in South Florida. Rowdy crowds, public drinking, and increasing violence associated with the South Beach neighborhood has led officials to impose a midnight curfew over the weekend that came after shootings that injured five people in South Beach last week. A new poll takes a look at Americans' nuclear fears surrounding the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Most Americans now think Russia's war on Ukraine and the U.S. and Western responses have brought the planet closer to nuclear war than ever before. That's according to a poll conducted by the Associated Press. Their numbers reveal 7 out of 10 Americans feel we've never been this close to the feared destructive conflict. Further, the AP poll suggests that half of all Americans think Russia would use its nuclear weapons directly on the U.S. homeland. Russia's war on Ukraine has been going on for more than a month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Iowa's nearing a passage of a dramatic reduction in unemployment benefits to try to force people to fill thousands of open jobs. A measure supported only by Republicans who control the legislature would reduce the amount of benefits. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.